Welcome to the Hot Country Studios, Mr. Pat Roach, who I know you know, but many people know him as Randy all around the world. I know you as Pat because I see you on social. You're all over my social media feed. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, Russell. Doing great. And thanks to my wife, Kelly. She's been helping me with all that social media, the Instagram, and we just started up YouTube and TikTok. So it's been quite exciting, quite a ride. There's a lot of people. I have a lot of friends who like me fishing. It's unreal.
But it's not just fishing. You wear so many hats on your socials.
Well, I'm just starting to do things that I like to do, mm-hmm. I love to fish and I like to eat. I like to cook and I love to swim and just have fun, the outdoors. And it's been really fun just showing my friends all this side of me, and I'm blown away. The fishing community has really embraced me in this regard. It's unreal. They're following my stuff and wanting to watch me do some fishing, and I don't catch the big ones, Russell.
Hey, smallmouth are good fights, bud.
That they are, and it's a lot of fun, but. I mean, it makes me feel honored, just to be received in this way. And of course, they're still fans of Trailer Park Boys and mm-hmm. Randy, and which is great. Yeah.
Which you don't shy away from either. You honored Cheeseburger Day the other day, so
that's correct.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yes. You got to enjoy a good cheeseburger. It's got to have the cheese, or maybe a couple different types of cheese. So it's a wonderful ride. I mean, I still do some filming. We have a new movie coming out, a new Bubbles movie, and I still do some live comedy tours and whatnot, but it's this whole fishing thing is unbelievable. I even got a fishing gig coming up.
Now, tell me about this.
It's here in the Maritimes.
Oh, cool.
It's actually in New Brunswick called the Pan American Black Bass Championships.
Oh, wow.
11 nations are competing, and there's some big, big fishing people that are going to be there, like Bob Azumi.
Nice.
He's going to be heading up to Team Canada.
Cool.
And we got some, I haven't met these individuals, like Scott Martin, Jacob Wheeler, Jeff Gustafson. They catch the big fish.
It's the Bob Azumi name right out of the gate that I'm like, what?
I know. I can't believe it. So,
that's like teaming up with the guys from This Old House or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've watched his fishing show when I was like, well, he's been on for years when mm-hmm. I was a kid. So, but I wasn't really into fishing when I was young like that. And now I am. So I'm going to try to pick up some tips and learn some things because I'm there for the whole week. I'm there for the opening ceremonies on the 25th. And then I'm there for when they weigh all the fish and they're doing some live streaming.
Cool.
And so I'm going to be there and I'm going to soak up as much knowledge as I can. Very exciting.
I'm sure he untangles lines just like the rest of us.
I get a lure and then I lose it.
Yeah,
the other day I lost one in a tree, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
I couldn't get it out. There was no getting it out.
Was the tree behind you or in front of you?
It was in front of me.
I've done both.
Yes. Yeah. I got a little excited, overextended my thrust and mm-hmm. whoom, right.
Happens
in there.
To the best of us.
That's right. That's right.
Classic overextended thrust. Tell me about your YouTube, like the shows. You call it Out on the Boat with Pat Roach.
Yes.
Right? They're funny, man. These are great.
Well, it's just, I laugh because I said to Kelly, I said, I don't think anyone really wants to see me do this. And Kelly's like, no, they will love it. They want to be on the boat with you and fish with you. So we just put the camera on and just get out and do some fishing. And if I'm lucky, I catch a fish, but it's not called catching. It's called fishing.
Yeah.
So, but it's just to be out on the boat. And then, my friends get to see Nova Scotia and the nice lakes. And,
awesome.
Sometimes you might get lucky. An eagle might fly by or an osprey or something, and I also do, another segment called Fish Tales, which is where I tell a story. It could be about fishing, Russell.
Yeah.
Or it could be about whatever I want to talk about because it's my story. So
exactly.
I can tell them. So they're fun because I can talk about, just meeting some of the guys like Julian, JP on the show mm-hmm. and when I first met him or just, my first jobs, just anything like that.
Well, you've got a storied career, right? A lot of people grew up watching you and the rest of the crew on Trailer Park Boys too, right? So it's one of those things. You get to see behind the scenes with you. That's cool to people, right?
Yeah. And
Kelly's a keeper. She knows what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I always try to make her laugh, you know. Happy wife, happy life, and I get her giggling on there. And then she's starting to catch more fish than me, though.
Uh-oh.
That's not fair. And then she casts out in front of the boat, you know, over my line. Uh-oh. I'm like, hey, whoa. And she's like, oh, no.
There's some etiquette, Cal. We've got to talk some etiquette here.
But it's, and I take her fish off, which because I'm that's what I do, you
good
know.
Man.
And they're just little ones, so it's not too bad, but hopefully we get to see a few bigger ones here in New Brunswick. That could be pretty exciting. I've never been on the St. John River. I've just driven past, uh-huh. you know, on the going to the States or whatever. When
I'm sure there's some monsters there.
Yeah. And that's a long river. You know?
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. It should be neat. Hopefully the weather is like what it is. You know, it has been. We've been having some really good weather.
That extended summer that will hopefully go right through into December. We'll see.
That's right.
We'll see. I mentioned, like, you do wear many hats, and you touched on it. Fisherman, you're a joker, you're a cook, and again, people do love seeing that other side. But I also, again, still love that you recognize the fact that you're an icon around the world, and you still celebrate that, right? So that's super cool. I think some folks don't want to be known as something, you know what I mean? And then once you get known for it, it's like you still celebrate it. You know?
It's true. Well, it's a little scary, you know. You don't really know what to expect sometimes, and that's why I've been very, very pleased and excited about how everyone is receiving. Like, the comments are unbelievably nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every once in a while someone will say something, but
DBs
I don't pay much
man.
Attention to those.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, you know, the internet can be a negative place, Russell, and I'd rather make it a positive place, you know. And I mean, who doesn't like to eat, really? I mean, most people like to eat, and I even like to cook. So not just cheeseburgers. I do like cheeseburgers, but I'm gonna do a few vids of me just cooking some different recipes, and you know, they're Pat Roach style. I mean, they may not be Jamie Oliver style, but it's okay. I can have my own style, and they I do it tastes
you
good.
Had your own recipe. I forget what it was. You're like, it was a marinade, I think, and you're like, this is my marinade I perfected.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Chicken fajitas.
Yes, it
yes,
was.
They're good. Oh, yes. And I mean, I do good souvlaki. And,
nice.
And I mean, I'm working on some ribs. And I'm a griller. I like, and I do like meat and fish.
I mean,
fish is a meat, but you know.
I'm born and raised and don't do seafood. Strange, eh? I love fishing
really?
It. Love fishing it, but I don't like eating it.
I think I just perfected scallops too.
Oh, wow, there
in a
you go.
Cast iron pan. And have you tried scallops?
I have.
Really?
And someone's like, it's just like steak. I'm like, no, we're not.
No, they're a little different. But anyway, don't give up on it.
Well, yeah, I've tried lobster like 8 different times. Like, I emcee an event, Splashes of Safety, for Fisheries Nova Scotia each and every year. And it's a big joke because I'm like, listen, guys, I'm a steak and chicken guy. I don't know.
Oh, that's good. I make a mean chicken. That's
those
good.
Fajitas, they looked really good.
You're making me hungry, Russell.
Yeah,
you're making me hungry already. Yes.
You mentioned the Bubbles movie. I don't know how sworn to secrecy we are, but he filmed a segment right in this studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In this very studio.
That's great.
With Hot Country and everything.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Because it's about him starting up a band, what it is. Right?
And getting turned away by the radio station.
Oh,
well, I don't know how much I can say.
You wouldn't turn him away, would you, Russell?
Oh, of course not. No, well, I remember that he was in a band originally. I'm born and raised, right?
Yeah.
So I know a few things about you guys.
Sandbox, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when he was doing the stuff with Rush and whatever else, it was like, it's genuine, man. He can sing, he can play.
Yep.
Like, you know that. You can
that's
see
right.
that. Being the villain through the years, what do you think of that? Like, is that a thing? Was that? Did you look at it as being a villain or what? Like,
well, as Randy, you know, Randy. Well, he's the best assistant trailer park supervisor out there. You know,
100%.
I mean, winner of the IATP TPS AATPS Award, the International Association of Trailer Park Supervisors and Assistant Trailer Park Supervisors. So Mr. Lane and I, we took it very, very serious. And you know, when you have like characters like Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles, Mr. Lane, he told me, he said, they're recalcitrant recidivist reprobates. And I, as Randy, did not know what that meant. And as Pat Roach, I still don't know what that means. But it
I'm
sounds
Googling.
Bad.
Yeah. It sounds horrible.
And we try just to keep Sunnyvale Trailer Park a nice, happy place. And I guess, against Ricky Julian and Bubbles, we did try to kibosh some of their schemes. So we were the villains with them, but to some of the other park residents, we'd be the heroes.
Of course.
Because they didn't necessarily want...
That's organized crime.
That's right. The shenanigans yeah. that would go on, you know. But yeah, so... And of course, Randy was the sweet one. You know, Randy, he didn't... You know, he would say frig. Like, mm-hmm. he would try to be good and always wanted to have those white pressed pants and, you know, but just allergic to shirts or any other fabric on his upper body.
It
get
made
a
me
rash.
Itch. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I don't know why. Doctors couldn't figure it out. But it gets cold in the winter. That's
no
for
doubt.
Sure. That, yes, yes.
I'm glad you've come across that now. You're fine now. Fully clothed here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, Pat Roach.
We were getting, you're Pat Roach. You've always been.
I can wear a shirt as Pat Roach.
Yeah.